help us to commence this evening with hymn number 40. How blessed is the season at which we appear. Bow down, sense and reason, faith only reign here. 'Tis heard by mere nature with coldness and scorn that God, our Creator, an infant was born. Number 40.
Let us read from the Word of God, the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. That Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves and two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marvelled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phinehas, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she, coming in at that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee, to their own city Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee, sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wished ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them, and came to Nazareth, and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these things, all these sayings, in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favour with God and man. May the Lord bless his holy word to us. May he help us in prayer. O thou most holy, great and eternal Lord God, we venture once more, Lord, to call upon thee. We beg, Lord, thou wilt grant us each to have a breath of real prayer. Lord, do not leave us to a mere form. O Lord, one put in a form of words may please a sinner dead in sin, but thy people seek to pray as prompted from within. Oh, we do beg thee, of thee, dear Holy Spirit, thou wilt come and so grant us to be under thy holy divine influence. Give us a clear and true and gracious exercise that we may be feeling our need and concern, Lord, knowing our sin and guilt, confessing it, pleading, Lord, for mercy. Oh, Lord, we would come as one put it in words, mercy through blood. I make my plea. O God, be merciful to me. Lord, oh, we beg that we may thus come, Lord, now. Lord, thou knowest how we've been reading thy precious word, Lord, so precious to us, we trust. Precious Bible, what a treasure is the word of God to me. Especially because, Lord, as we have read in that place, Lord, concerning thy blessed birth, thy sinless birth, how thou wast so brought forth by the Virgin, born, Lord, born to come and suffer, bleed and die. Oh, we beg of thee, grant us light, give us that favour of revelation of thyself. Oh, Lord, do not leave us to just mere things of the mind. We pray to be led of the Spirit. We pray for faith that we might have thee. Vital grace of faith in exercise, faith in Jesus, faith in the bleeding Lamb. Lord, thou knowest how one has expressed, we desire to come and fall before thee, the Lamb of God. Oh, we desire to behold the Lamb of God. We know, Lord, as we read those words of prophecy this morning, oh, Lord, thou didst so appoint that John the Baptist should be thy messenger to prepare thy way before thee. Lord, we know how the previous chapters where we've read tonight comes to the conclusion of it. Oh, that John the Baptist was born and to be the forerunner of Christ. Oh, we beg of thee, Lord, we would not look to the forerunner, but we desire to look to thee thyself. But oh, those words, Lord, that the dear forerunner spoke, behold the Lamb of God, this is what we desire to know tonight, to have a glimpse of thee by faith, Lord. To see thee, Lord, we think of how it was with Moses. He endured seeing thee, seeing him who is invisible. Invisible to the natural eye. But Lord, oh, we do trust thou hast shown us in thy word. Thou dost favour thy people with divine revelation. And oh, this is what we seek for tonight, Lord. We may come like those wise men, and when they saw him, they fell down and worshipped him. Oh, Lord, may we know the favour of the seeing with joy that star to lead us to Christ. Oh, Lord, oh, we seek light, Lord. We seek thy leading. We seek to be under thy teaching. We seek, Lord, that we might So be blessed here this night, to feel and know that thou art here in the house. Oh, do afford thy gracious presence, Lord. May we know this favour, Lord, Christ within the doors, while everlasting love displays the choicest of her stores. Oh, Lord, do bless the hymns. Know with her we felt the hymns today, the blessed theme and truth in them, Lord, and the desire we have to worship thee, Lord. Oh, to worship God our Creator, who an infant was born. How we sung, Lord, this morning, incomprehensibly made man. Oh, Lord, we do hope and trust thou hast given us to know and acknowledge and feel the blessedness of the truth as it is in Jesus, as it is come, the Holy One, sin accepted, but come and come to suffer, clothed in a body like our own. Lord, thou didst suffer, so great was thy sufferings. Lord, angels have no perfect sense. Lord, if thou dost lead us into some, oh Lord, we don't know what words to use, but Lord, some sense, some blessed sense of fellowship with thee in thy sufferings. Oh Lord, this will truly do us good. And knoweth, Lord, thy people are afflicted with sin. They have a disease and affliction which they cannot deal with themselves, and no earthly physician can heal. But Lord, we come to thee, the good physician, who understandest all disorders of body, mind and soul. Oh, we do seek that healing. Oh Lord, we seek the remedy. Oh, one has said the remedy is without us. See it in the Saviour's blood. Oh, we seek this, Lord. Thou knowest the cases before thee. I pray, Lord, I trust in love and desire and faithfulness. Thou wouldst suit a blessing to each case, Lord. Oh, if thou dost give this poor preacher that enabling to preach the word, we know that is not enough in itself. We need thee to apply the word, Lord. Our desire is that souls may be blessed, souls may be fed. Oh, is it thy purpose tonight to come, Lord, for the purpose of blessing some soul? Oh, to feed precious souls. May it indeed be known and found that there is meat in thy house for precious souls. And Lord, may we know in that deep way what that holy meat is, that provision is for poor sinners. Thou didst say, my flesh is meat indeed, my blood is drink indeed. These are deep and sacred things, Lord. We would be careful and exercise prayerful, Lord, that we might have the due reverence to acknowledge these wonderful things. And Lord, that thou wouldst dispense thy favours to do poor sinners good. Their friend and brother has prayed, Lord, that thou wouldst do sinners good here tonight. We do desire it together, that thou wouldst do poor sinners good. Do good, O Lord, in thy good pleasure under Zion, build thou the walls of Jerusalem. You would humbly, Lord, with thankfulness acknowledge what thou hast done and what thou hast done in constraining by thy love one of thine handmaids to follow thee, Lord. Oh, we do pray for her that it may be a blessed time, and Lord, as she is enabled to follow thee. And oh, if it could please thee, may she go on her way rejoicing. May she with her dear husband be favoured to rejoice. Oh, we often try and beg of thee to lead us into the wonderful favour of what the apostle writes to the Philippians. We are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus, having no confidence in the flesh. Oh, it's, Lord, nothing that we can have of confidence in the flesh. It's all what thou hast done and who thou art. If thou art our God and Saviour, our dear Redeemer, our elder brother, our Lord, our life, our all, King in Zion, Captain of Salvation, our glorious leader who claims our praise for his own pattern given, while the long cloud of witnesses show the same path to heaven, are we among them, Lord? Are we following on? Are we being led on? He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Lord, help us, favour us, to know thee and see thee as our glorious leader, our forerunner who has for us entered into heaven. Lord, so give us to know thee and view thee this night. And may we have grace and enabling given, the grace of that enabling to be made strong and exercised and drawn and enabled to follow thee, Lord. Oh Lord, thou hast recorded in thy word concerning a character who followed thee fully. May we lay to heart the importance of this. Caleb followed the Lord fully. Oh Lord, we pray, may we so be concerned to follow thee fully. Lord, thou must give the enabling, the grace, the love, thy love that draws the chosen race, that desire in love in return to honour thee, to show forth thy praise. We love him because he first loved us. Lord, favour us to be in these things of the reality of thy goodness and favour, thy grace. Oh Lord, bless souls. Oh, that we might truly profess the name of one upon whom our hopes of heaven depend. May we not be left to be neglectful. May we not be left to deny thee, Lord. Oh, may we give thee the praise, the glory due unto thee. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Oh, Lord, may we be favoured to. May thy people here be so favoured. May there be those things of thy going on to be gracious among the people here. Oh, may there yet be more. Lord, we put the question this morning, where are the nine? Lord, oh, we pray, may there be those constrained by thy love to tell of what thou hast done for their souls. We think of how it was, Lord, preached in the sermon when we were to be baptised following the service, the sermon of the preaching of the late Mr. Green. He preached that night. He preached unto him, Jesus. Lord, this is what we desire to do. Preach unto the friends here, Jesus. Oh, the Son of God is come. We know it, Lord, if we're being blessed and taught of thee. Thou hast come. Hast thou come for me? Hast thou suffered, bled and died for me? So, Lord, come and help us here. And get to thyself all the honour and glory. So do good, Lord, here. Among these dear people here at Swavesey, go on to do good in thy good pleasure unto this part of Zion, this garden of thy grace. Come down, Lord, into thy garden and eat thy pleasant fruits. Lord, we think of the words of the spouse in the Song of Solomon. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth among the lilies. He feedeth among the lilies. O Lord, how profound, how sacred, how holy. He feedeth, the Son of God, feedeth among the lilies. O Lord, we beg, may it be so. Here is slavery. O my beloved has come down into his garden to eat his present fruits. My beloved is mine and I am his. He feedeth among the lilies. So, Lord, we beg, do so appear. Oh, in thy great mercy and love, so work and to get to thyself honour and glory and souls blessed, telling of thy love. Go in the way the Master went, oh, following their Lord. Oh, may it be sweetly in the theme, now my willing footsteps move in his delightful ways. Lord, so go on to bless souls in this way, we humbly beg. We remember, Lord, our friends who are not able to be with us, especially remembering, as we know, of our dear friend and sister Priscilla. Lord, oh, may she feel thy presence tonight in her own home. And, Lord, as we think of others that may be laid aside, and those that are away, Lord, rightly so, according to family ties, and gone to be with loved ones at this season, be with them. And those that anticipate in travelling away tomorrow, watch over them, keep them, Lord. May it be sweetly felt in family life that, Lord, thou art present. Lord, oh, we know the favour of it in some measure. May we know it more and more. May it be thy favour, Lord, such that we shall feel there is a crowning of the year. We think of the words of thy word, we plead we may witness them. He crowneth the year with his goodness, and his powers drop fatness. May it be so here at Swavesey. May it be so in our own cause. May it be so in the little hills of Zion, many we know and love of our own beloved denomination. Be with all thy servants, Lord. Use them, bless them, make them a blessing. And Lord, those that are not able to preach, thine aged servants we remember at this time, may they be able to reflect on the years, the many years, the many sermons they preach, and bring into their memory, Lord, their being brought to remember the ways that thou didst use them in thy name. We think of a dear beloved friend, Mr. Wallace, who has such a love to thy people here. Oh, thou knowest how we felt such close communion with him of late. And Lord, how he is able to say he is hearing more regarding his ministry now than he ever heard when he was able to go forth in thy name. Oh, how sweet this is. How blessed it is what the Lord has done. How the Lord has blessed souls. Lord, do specially bless him and others in old age. We think of our dear friend of Southill. We think of, Lord, thy servant in the south, the pastor of Brighton. We think of one and another. Dear Mr. Broome, we understand since he was able to come among thy people here, as he had said to one, he had a desire to, and had a hope he would do, and he has. The Lord, he's had weakness since, we know. We pray thou wilt yet strengthen him and favour him and use him still in thy name, whether it be in the means of the ministry or his literary writings, Lord. Oh, use him still in thy name, and may he know at this time thy blessed presence, the comfort of thy love. Lord, where thy people have sorrows and afflictions and many cares, may the comfort of thy love surround them. Oh, Lord, we think of the theme, surrounded with sorrows, temptations and cares. Oh, the truth, this truth, with delight we survive. Sing while we pass through the valley of tears, the righteous shall hold on their way. Oh, we trust we're among those who depend wholly upon all what thou hast done. And Lord, that righteousness that we seek to know the favour of, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Oh Lord, we be so bless us here with these indeed blessings. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 20. Ere the blue heavens were stretched abroad, from everlasting was the Word. With God he was, the Word was God, and must divinely be adored. Hymn number 20.
Thank you.
Friends, you know, I was meditating yesterday in John's epistle, and I did feel I may preach here from a word there. And during the day we felt, well, it'll be tonight, John's epistle, or the gospel according to John. Your dear Deacon Benj has been exercised to settle it with the hymn we've just sung. So I direct you to the first chapter in St. John's Gospel, and the 14th verse. The Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verse 14. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. How was it that dear John could so write like this? He makes personal testimony of it, as including also those other disciples, I believe, that he walked and talked with. He says, we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word of God dwelt among us. One has preached from these words in the context surrounding this text several times in the time of our ministry. There are one or two times particularly that stand out in our memory where souls were blessed. But God bless souls through applying, using these words in this context here in this part of the chapter. And I well remember they wouldn't be prudent to name them, but the Lord knows they are very sweet in one's memory. Now these words here, especially where we read, he came unto his own and his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Friends, we know we cannot know the same experience that John knew and the disciples knew. But oh, is the Lord so made to us that we can testify he dwells among us. Oh, friends, you dear people here at Swavesey, do you have the testimony? He dwells among you. He is here among you. We know he had to come. It was in the holy will and purposes of God. He had to come and dwell among those his brethren here on earth and walk this earth and go with his face set as a flint toward Jerusalem, there where he would suffer, bleed and die and bear all the wrath of God in the ruined place of instead of his people, as he suffered and bled and died for his people. This was what he came for. He was made flesh. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Friends, may we be helped to consider Christ as the eternal Word. Who was he, the eternal Word, the Son of God? That everything that God had appointed should be written in the whole Word of God was everything, Christ in all the Scriptures. So everything of the Word of God, it is of God, of Christ. It's salvation through divine, by divine substitution, the Son of God, in God's holy will and purposes to come and redeem the church by suffering, bleeding, dying in their ruined place instead, shedding his holy blood, making atonement for the sins of the whole church of God. Jesus Christ in all the Scriptures, the eternal Word, the eternal Word co-equal with the Father, the blessed Trinity, you know, we should preach, perhaps we should preach more on the Trinity. We must preach it as we're led to. Oh, the glorious Trinity. God, one God, three persons in the Godhead. God bless you forevermore, and God's will and purpose, because he's chosen his people. Their time began. He has chosen them from the ruins of the fall. They are come into this world, born naturally by birth into the world, born sinners, needing to be rescued from the ruins of the fall. God must save them. He must rescue them. He must, and it is in the will of God, it's said, it's in the Word, it's the Word. It's God, it's Christ, he must come. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. This is a record of the Lord coming. Oh, all that was appointed. He that will come shall come. He that shall come will come. We read of it. We read in Ripley on Thursday evening in the 7th chapter of the book of the prophet Isaiah. And there it is, that's prophesied, like we've sung today, like we've acknowledged in two or three of the hymns, our Lord Emmanuel. And there the prophet missed all those things, those solemn things that were happening, what the prophet had to acknowledge and warn, and the people concerned about all the terrible solemn things that were happening, and God's frown upon the people, his judgments. But then you come to such verses as there, we read a virgin shall bear a son and call his name Emmanuel. Oh, here we have the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The fulfilling of so much of the prophecy of scriptures. Oh, in all the prophets, the Psalms, the apostle says, it was preached, it was set forth concerning him, the Lord Jesus Christ, he that shall come, he will come, and he has come. And so, friends, tonight, how important is this in your life and mine? And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. This is what the disciples were able to declare and say and testify. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Can we say he be made to us our all and in all, and he dwells in us. He dwells in all his people, his saints, and seals them heirs of heaven, you know. Do you have his indwelling? Do you have his indwelling in you? Paul writing to the Colossians, he says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. This is the way we must know it. Oh, may we know it. But here to consider this, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And of course we have so much of the record of how the Lord went about doing good. And how so many times that when he did miracles, he also blessed them spiritually. I believe it was so with the Mad Gadarene. Because if the Mad Gadarene had only received that natural healing, or the sending out of the devils and being healed in that way, he wouldn't be sitting at the feet of Jesus, would he? He would have been made strong and able to do things and go about and in a natural life. But the witness was, he was sitting at the feet of Jesus and clothed in his right and in his right mind. You find it with the cases that where they were blessed and healed, there was a spiritual blessing and favour accompanying it, and they had love to Christ. Oh, they wanted to be with him. That Mad Gadarene wanted to be with the Lord. He wanted to continue to be with him. But the Lord said something to him. He'd been so healed, so blessed. What did he say to him? Go home to thy friends and tell what great things the Lord has done for thee. That was very important, you know. That was the will of God, the will of the Lord, what he must do. Go home to thy friends and tell what the Lord has done for thee. You know, it's a wonderful favour to be able to tell what the Lord has done. And this is important as we consider this morning. But tonight, let us consider the blessed reality of the things that these disciples experienced walking and talking with the Lord. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Here it's not that first, those first things that were witnessed with the Lord in his birth. He has come, he is born by birth mysterious. He's found in fashion as a man. But now he dwelt among us. Oh, do we have this favour of the indwelling of Christ. This is how the people of God will know it in their experiences. He dwelt among us. He was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. Friends, this is what we each need to know something of. To behold his glory. What does this, how should we understand this? He's absolutely perfect in the eye of God his Father, as he is perfect in every way. But he's perfect through sufferings. His Father is well pleased with all what he has done. And the glory of Christ is that which is witnessed by the Church of God. We beheld his glory. That he has done so much, he's done all things well, and he's satisfied divine justice, and his Father is well pleased. God his Father, we hope our Father is well pleased with what his dear Son has done. He's accomplished all, he's done all things well. We beheld his glory. But friends, not to just think of him, not to just consider him, that we beheld his glory is what he's done for his church, but what he has done for me. This is it. This is where we want to be brought. Here we have the testimony of John. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. But you in your need, the need of your soul, you want to know what he's done and behold his glory, that the Father's satisfied with what he's done and it was done for you. Oh, there's a sacred theme. I sometimes feel led to quote it. You know, one of the hymn writers, I think it's actually in two of the hymns, but you know, one of the hymn writers has a setting of the scene of matchless grace, the Lord suffering on the cross. There's this getting a view. God's people by faith have a view. They're granted a view of the Lord suffering in their place, a room, place and stead on the cross. But oh, perhaps not quite yet to know it was for me. But then to hear the blessed Spirit say, oh, this was done for you. And then you will be able to say something in testimony and praise to God. We beheld his glory, that he suffered, bled and died, but he rose again. He rose triumphant o'er the grave. And the Father's well pleased. The church is accepted in the Beloved. His people are set free from all condemnation. Is there therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus? Oh, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. Friends, it is so today that God's people, with a special grant of heaven, blessed and favoured so that they behold his glory, the glory of Christ, the risen Christ, triumphant o'er the grave is risen, gained the victory o'er sin and death and hell. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory. The disciples witness his glory, not only after he'd suffered. Remember the Mount of Transfiguration. We beheld his glory. Oh, his raiment was white and glistening. Oh, and what did they say? It is good for us to be here. But they were limited with their understanding of it. But oh, they beheld his glory. And they heard the voice of God the Father from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Oh, we beheld his glory. You may feel, some of you, well, I cannot hope to have such favour to be able to testify like this, like dear John, who walked and talked with the Lord. Oh, I cannot expect this. But you know, God does favour his people. He has a purpose to favour his people, to behold the glory of Christ. Sometimes we sing of the Lord, the glories of Emmanuel. You know, to be brought into this, it's to know the favour of God with us. Do you feel tonight you can say that you are able to believe God's with you? God with you? You know, to behold the glory of Christ, we need to know him. The glories of Emmanuel, God with us. Oh, what a wonderful thing it is. If the Lord is so leading you on under his teachings to bring you to believe, he is with you. He loves you. His love is toward you. You feel love to him. Perhaps in early days you feel it in the want of him, and you will feel it in later days if you had his presence and lost it. You want it again. You love him in the want of him. Some of you can say, I held him and would not let him go at time of special blessing. But many days have passed since then. Many changes you've known. But you can say, I did behold his glory. I did have a glimpse of him. I did hold him in the arms of faith. I want to know it again. But oh, though you do not have perhaps that great favour to feel it now, you have known it. We beheld his glory. Oh, can you say it in any measure? We beheld his glory. Had a glimpse of him by faith. I believe that a child of God can have a glimpse of the Lord by faith when he gives them a token of his love. I believe he has, of course, God's a sovereign in all his dealings. He dispenses his favours as he will. We cannot dictate the way he does. We can beg for him to bless us and favour us. We will be given that spirit of prayer to seek him. Seek to know those favours of his love and even to behold his glory. The glories of Emmanuel, the Lord walking the earth, separate from sinners, the holy Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God. Oh, the glories of the Lamb. Lamb of God, we fall before thee. You want to fall before him, you will. Humbly trusting in thy cross. And all our hope in what he alone has done. Those that were with him, what he was going to do, what he had before him when he intimated it, their understanding was limited. But he did intimate to them what was before him. I think of how he spoke to his disciples. I have a baptism to be baptized with. How am I straitened till it be accomplished? I don't think they understood very much regarding that. We're not the judge. But he was so clear what he knew was before him. I have a baptism to be baptized with, a baptism of terrible suffering and agonies under the eyes of the Lord of God's face, the wrath of God he must suffer in the ruined place instead of his people. How am I straight until it be accomplished? Think, friends, of the heart of love of the Lord, the Saviour. Oh, none but God alone could have such a heart of love. It's God in flesh, veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. I have a baptism to be baptized with. How am I straight until it be accomplished? To save the church of God, to redeem those precious souls given me of the Father. Oh, to bring in everlasting salvation for them, to save them from the wrath to come. Oh, to save them unto heaven, to be forever with the Lord forever. Oh, he must go right through. Willing to die, how willing was Jesus to die, that we poor sinners might live. These are the glories of Emmanuel. They are. And the dear people of God who are being taught of the Spirit know it. And they seek to know more of it. To seek to be in wonder and amazement at what the Lord is. To be amazed at his goodness and fall to the ground and weep to the praise, the mercy we've found. Do you know that? Can you go back to that when you were favoured with it in such a way? To weep to the praise of the mercy you found? The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. You see, to consider this, it's a most blessed statement of fact. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Unless the dear Spirit lead us into it in ways, maybe not exactly as, of course, the disciples knew, but the favour of being blessed to walk and talk by faith with the dear Holy Son of God, he who loved us and gave himself for us, to know his indwelling in us, to know his presence, to know and see him by faith gone before us, to know our Jesus crucified, which will by far exceed all things beside. You know, you can judge the reality of your hope and your religion. Is it more blessed, more important, more vitally precious to know your Jesus crucified and everything else beside? Is it truly so with you in your heart of hearts? Do you know this? The true reality of it, to know my Jesus crucified by far excels all things beside. Is that true? Is that true? Is it given to you as a true testimony? Oh, that this is so. This is how God's dealing with you and teaching you. You know something of the favour of the indwelling of Christ in you. And you know him, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Yes. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. There is ever so much that should be preached and set forth as we may be enabled, friends, as we consider Christ and speak of him. Oh, his miraculous conception and birth. As we said this morning, how we read carefully in that record of it, in that part of the Word of God we read this morning, how Joseph, he thought to put Mary away privily because of what he was given to know regarding her, that one conceived in her womb. But, you know, God spoke to him and everything was given of God in direction. And this is the way the Son of God came. This is he. She's he. She's God's dear Son. Wrapped in humanity to die for crimes. We hope we can say it, friends, crimes that we have done. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Is the Lord by the Spirit leading us into wonder and amazement? If we've had any glimpse of this holy, blessed glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father. Oh, do we have that light and understanding regarding God the Father's stupendous gift, His own dear Son, God the Father's holy love of His people, that He's given His own dear Son to come and suffer, bleed and die. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father. I feel it is very profitable, friends, if we are led to consider the great, stupendous gift of God the Father, of His dear Son. We know there is that affirmation in the Word, thanks be to God for His unspeakable gift. Are we led by the Spirit into such thankfulness that God did give His only begotten Son, that we, that whosoever believeth in Him might not perish but have everlasting life? You know, your hope and mine depends upon the gift of the Father. And if God the Father's love to us is such that He by the Spirit should lead us into the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, we will bless God our Father, as well as a desire to give glory to the Son. He that honoureth the Son honoureth the Father also. When the Son is honoured, the Father is honoured too. Friends, are we in the exercise of it, the secret of it, the favour of it? The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Were we given, under this wonder, wonders known and felt, revealed to us, to be us, in us made, to have a very tender heart and conscience toward God. Oh, nothing will humble a sinner more than to have a glimpse of the only begotten of the Father, walking this earth full of grace and truth, made flesh, dwelt among us, walking this earth. You know, I tried to pray at breakfast time at home this morning. May we see the Lord, like the spouse desires it, be there like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Betha. Because we know that those mountains of Betha are between Bethlehem and Jerusalem and Calvary. And you know the desire of the spouse was this, by faith to see the Lord. As a roe or a young hart going swift. Swift for that one who desires it, who prays it personally, they might know. He went from Bethlehem to Calvary for me. Oh, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld His glory. In this, that in the perfect will of God, it was appointed He should go from Bethlehem to Calvary, setting His face as a flint toward Jerusalem, there to suffer, bleed and die, to save us from sin and death and hell. We beheld His glory. The spouse prayed for Him, that she might view the Lord, might know He was. He was going fast from Bethlehem to Calvary for her. We know when we say her, it means the whole church of God, each individual one, the spouse, the family of God, the bride of Christ. Be thou like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Betha. Oh, do you want to see this? This is how He was made flesh and dwelt among us. And what He was doing, He was involved in, He was going from Bethlehem to Calvary. Oh, friends, for poor sinners, wretched, how deserving sinners like you and me, the Lord Jesus Christ came and lived here on earth. Those years, those 30 or so years, He lived here on earth, despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Oh, friends, how solemn. I tried to ponder, tried to meditate upon those words, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. Oh, if you get led into considering those words, and in considering them then as later favoured and brought to behold his glory, that he, the Son of God, so came and suffered in our stead. But man, O miracle of grace for man, the Saviour bled. Behold his glory, the glory of the risen, triumphant King of kings and Lord of lords. He gained the victory over sin and death and hell. The grave could not hold him. We beheld his glory. I believe, friends, that when John wrote this, led by the Spirit, he was not just looking at the holy, sinless birth and that he knew of that. It was all what the Lord had shown and given witness of all what he was, all what he did. And those scenes, especially that scene of matchless grace, Jesus in the sinner's place. This is what John was giving testimony of. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. No, it must be so. It must be that we are given to know our Lord indeed born, a babe in Bethlehem, lived his life, that perfect life that none other could, kept the whole law of God, and went to Jerusalem there, willing to die. Oh, his suffering, especially, more particularly beginning in Gethsemane, where he sweat, as it were, great drops of blood falling to the ground. We must behold his glory in all these scenes. Scene of matchless grace. Jesus in the sinner's place. Heaven's brightest glory. Sunk in shame. That rebels might revere his name. But then, to witness on the third day, he's rising triumphant from the grave. Oh, he rose again for the justification of all his people, friends. Do you have that favour to humbly hope he was raised again for your justification? Oh, he burst the gates of death, he rose triumphant. Oh, the glories that are given. You think of how it was with Mary Magdalene, those at the sepulchre, the glory of Christ. Oh, the risen Lord, risen triumphant o'er the grave, we beheld his glory. Certainly dear Mary Magdalene did. And the Lord said, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended unto your Father and my Father, but go and tell my disciples. Oh, you know, when they thought they'd seen a spirit at one of those occasions, but he said, reach hither thy finger, handle me and see. A spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. Oh, the glory of Christ. They have beheld his glory. Friends, we need to behold him. We sing of it, don't we? Come and behold him. Come and behold him. And oh, we do need this. If we are favoured with this, we will behold his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I want to very briefly now dwell upon this. Full of grace and truth. Friends, how much we need to know this. He's full of grace and truth. You know, you need, you're a soul being taught of God, led along by God, you need grace. Oh, friends, I wouldn't be here tonight if I didn't know my God as the God of all grace. He's the God of all grace. He gives grace. He gives grace to his people. Oh, full of grace and truth. He's got grace sufficient. He gives grace sufficient. He blesses his people with grace. They shall know the favour. Our late dear friend Mr. Crowder many years ago preached at Ashwell, and his text was, "And great grace was upon them all." Oh, full of grace and truth, the Son of God, the Saviour. And be so to us, full of grace and truth. And he'll favour us to be given the grace. You know, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, though he were rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty may be rich. And it's being favoured to live believing that he came for me. He suffered, bled and died for me. And however much we have affliction and the onslaught of Satan coming against us, however much opposition we know of the enemy, you know, our God will give grace, for he's full of grace and truth. We beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And you know, the secret of this is this. A fullness resides in Jesus our head, and everybody's to answer our need. And oh, how so perfectly, blessedly, absolutely involving the love of the Father, fullness resides in Jesus our head. Everybody's to answer our need. The Father's good pleasure has laid up in store plentiful treasure to give to the poor. It's God's people receiving from the fullness of Christ. Of his fullness have we received, and grace for grace. That's what John the Baptist spoke of, testified in communion with John the Baptist when they saw Jesus in his walk. Of his fullness have we received, and grace for grace. Oh friends, this favour, from this one, this only one, this blessed one, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Are there those of you here? You know something of these things. God's favoured you to know something of the favour receiving from his fullness. He's blessed you. He's given tokens of his love. He's made you to be able to believe. He loves you. God loves you. And the Lord's come for you. You hope he's come and suffer for you, redeemed you. This is the favour of receiving from his fullness. This is the favour, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Oh, do you not feel you should tell of it? Speak of it, testify of it, how he's full of grace and truth for you, how you receive from his fullness, that fullness that resides in Jesus our head, how you are living upon the merits of the Son of God, and before God the Father, you hope you're accepted in his beloved Son. The Son of God is so precious to you, your transport and your trust. It's put everything in place. Jewels to you are gaudy toys, and gold is sordid dust. He's given you to know the priority of one thing is needful. Jesus only. The Son of God so precious. The favour like we've quoted. To know my Jesus crucified. My far exceeds and excels all things beside. Well, earthly good I count but loss and triumph in my Saviour's cross. Knowledge of all terrestrial things near to my soul. True pleasure brings no peace but in the Son of God. No joy but through his pardoning blood. Oh, he's made flesh. He dwelt among us. We beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I hope, friends, to go on as God may help me. But I will need to be drawing from that fullness, and God will give us the exercise and the grace to so be favoured to know the favour of the supplies of grace. Their prayer, simple prayer, humble prayer, we hope it is. Oh, grant us such supplies of grace that we may persevere. Oh, where is the source of his fullness? Oh, the glories of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Oh, his people live upon the Saviour, living upon the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us. May the Lord add his blessing. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £675, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Pack is expected to preach on Friday evening and Mr. Gerald Buss on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the baptising service. And Dr. Sadler is expected to preach next Lord's Day and address the Sunday school. And our friends at Fen Stanton hold their Christmas service at 9:30. Let us close with hymn 1095. Dearest of all the names above, my Jesus and my God, who can resist thy heavenly love or trifle with thy blood? 1095.
the mantle of thy forgiving love anything that thy holy and pure eyes have seen amiss. To own and bless thy word, help us to go on meditating upon thee. May we know that favour to be best to be receiving from thy fullness, grace for grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit, abide with us. Amen.